Hey there, welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, episode 72. We're going to jump into a two-part in-car audio. I don't even want to call it a vote. I know how the vote's going to turn out, but I welcome you to share your thoughts and opinions. And in honor of Mazda's brand new RT24P Daytona Prototype International, which broke cover Wednesday at the LA Auto Show, I'm going to put up some in-car audio from the very same engine that will be used in its new 2017 Challenger that was used this past season in 2016 in IMSA's WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. It's an angry little 2-liter turbocharged mill. Strapped it in at the Circuit of the Americas IMSA round. And I have to admit, someone who has grown up with the sound of turbocharged 4-cylinder engines, this is angrier than I thought. From the outside, it doesn't sound like much. I mean, I could pretend otherwise, but going by, it doesn't do much. But from inside, I'm a much bigger fan than I thought I would be. And so following this is the quadruple rotor, ear-splitting, brain-melting RX792P, which raced in the IMSA GTP series back in 1992, was known for its flames, was known for the flames that came out of the exhaust, sometimes in the engine cover. But that's coming up next. We're going to start off again with the 2-liter turbo mill from the back of the Lola / Multimatic prototype. Same thing we're going to see and hear in 2017 and beyond. So hopefully you enjoy it. I don't know if you will. If you don't, doesn't mean you're a bad human being. But I can tell you that when we get to the next one with that quadruple rotor, if you don't love that one, then you do have some serious problems.
Yeah.
that was the MZ 2.0T Mazda engine, making about 600-ish horsepower. We know that for sure the 2017 version is coming in right around that 600 mark. We also know that IMSA has said it could creep towards 640, 650 if needed. And I find that rather interesting, noting that the next engine we're about to hear, the four-rotor Mazda from 1992, 25-ish years later, they're making similar horsepower, bearing in mind that this new motor is very small, very high-tech, but not overly stressed compared to that IMSA GTP four-rotor that was a wailing beast and came from an unrestricted era of prototype competition. So just a neat little transformation from one era to the next. So as usual, thanks for listening in. Check out more podcasts and other content at marshallpruitt.com.